Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Inba, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, I would like to welcome all to Supreme Industries Q2 results conference call. Joining us from the company, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. I would now turn the call to Mr. Taparia for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Aasim, and thanks all the participants. Thank you very much. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the second quarter and half year ended 30th September 2022. The stand-alone results and consolidated results are already with you. I will give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 111,803 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,047 crore during the second quarter of the current year against sale of 102,673 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,901 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 9% and 8% respectively. The company sold 220,725 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 4,216 crore during the first half of the current year against sale of 173,937 tons and net product turnover of rupees 3,211 crore in the corresponding half year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 27% and 31% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 2,092 crore and rupees 166 crore as compared to rupees 1,932 crore and rupees 350 crore respectively for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting increase of about 8% in consolidated income and decrease about 53% in operating profit. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the half year of the current year amounted to rupees 4,303 crore and rupees 493 crore as compared to rupees 3,279 crore and rupees 617 crore respectively for the corresponding period of the previous year, resulting increase of about 31% in consolidated income and decrease about 20% in operating profit. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 105 crore and rupees 82 crore as compared to rupees 296 crore and rupees 229 crore respectively for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting decrease of 65% and 64% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the half year of the current year amounted to Rs. 373 crore and Rs. 296 crore as compared to Rs. 509 crore and Rs. 399 crore respectively for the corresponding period of the previous year, resulting decrease of 27% and 26% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the second quarter of current year ended 30th September 2022 as compared to the corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 9% in volume and 2% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 3% in volume and 18% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 19% in volume and 32% in value term. Consumer product segment business degrew by 8% in volume and grew by 1% in value term. The board of directors has declared interim dividend at 300%, that is Rs. 6 per share of Rs. 2 each for the financial year 2022 to 2023. The dividend will be paid to those shareholders whose name stand on the register of member as on the record date, that is 9th November 2022. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to Rs. 798 crore during the second quarter of current year as compared to Rs. 758 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving growth of 5%. The company had total cash surplus of Rs. 493 crore as on 30th September 2022 as against cash surplus of Rs. 518 crore as on 31st March 2022. Business outlook. Plastic pipe system business profit was severely affected due to continued fall in PVC resin prices in second quarter, which started with effect from April itself. The company supplying piping system from different polymeric material also other than PVC, which overall resulted in positive outcome in this segment in spite of severe fall in PVC prices. In such difficult business situation, the company's continuous volume growth in second quarter was quite encouraging. With a steep fall in PVC resin price, where PVC prices have dropped by 55 rupees per kilo, that is 38% since April of this year, other well for large volume growth in second half of the year as the system become very affordable. The company fully geared to cater to increased demand of its product with increased available capacity by greenfield project at 3 locations starting from July and shall be operational fully by December this year, and also brownfield expansion of capacities at other locations. The company expects to achieve 25% plus volume growth in this segment for the year compared to last year business. The company has introduced olefin fitting paste piping system in this division, which was well received. Further new system are going to be launched during third quarter to augment the range offered to the market. The business of cross laminated film has started showing improved performance with increase in business of made-up product and penetrating in many export markets. The division has introduced many new made-up product and was successful in expanding its market reach and making breakthrough in 3 new export markets. The division expects 10% volume growth in this business segment for the year with improved profitability. In industrial component division, business conditions are improving and company expects demand scenario to further improve in sector of home appliance and white goods, which constitute larger part of this business. Material Handling Division is continuously expanding its customer base, introducing new products, and also investing in new machines and molds. It would strive to continue enlarge its customer base and product portfolio. The Furniture Division has done well during the first half of the year, where its turnover has grown up from Rs. 159 crore to Rs. 206 crore, with improved profitability and 17% volume growth over corresponding period of previous year. There is a steep price correction in polypropylene prices, which is a principal raw material during the second quarter, leading to degrowth in volume in the second quarter. This result overall an improved volume and profit for full year in this division. In composite LPG cylinder division, orders are being received from existing as well as new customers, but unable to participate due to capacity constraint. Existing capacity is running at full capacity and primarily catering to the order issued from Indian Oil Corporation Limited. Work on doubling the capacity is progressing and is likely to be operational by December 2022. Protective Packaging Division is doing good business in its consumer product, sport goods, yoga mats, and kit puzzle and toys. Division is continuously developing and introducing new product for variety of application. Initial feedback from the market is encouraging and expected to drive the profitability for the division going forward. The division continues to develop various customized solutions for the user industry and expect good business for the division. Good growth is witnessed in export market also. Performance packaging film has done well. Exports have also grown and received good response from countries in Middle East, Africa and Europe. With improved product mix and focus on increasing customer base, the company would soon have all its capacity fully tied up and would require to look for expansion opportunities. The company's CapEx plan for the year 2022-2023 of about Rs. 700 crore, including carry forward commitment of Rs. 280 crore, is progressing with a little delay from the initial schedule. Entire CapEx semi-funded from internal accrual. The prices of different polymers, particularly for polypropylene, low-density polyethylene, and polyvinyl chloride, have gone down between Rs. 31 per kilo to Rs. 55 per kilo since beginning of the year till now. That is a reduction between 21% to 38%. Your company is a large consumer of PVC resin, which has witnessed the highest fall since April 2022. This sharp reduction resulted in inventory loss, but has made product more affordable. Company expect business condition to improve during second half of the year and remain optimistic in various business segments where it operates. Friends, this is a brief overall summary for the quarter ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues, Sri Prishesh Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sujit Jain from ASK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on a good set of volume numbers. Is it safe to assume that the decline in gross profit margin entirely accounts for the inventory losses that would have been there in the quarter?
Yes, you can safely assume. The entirely due to the inventory loss suffered not only in PVC, but partly in LDP and PP.
and that is about 7 to 8% of the sales. That is the fall in gross profit margin.
As you see, our margins have dropped now.
Yeah.
Our volumes have gone up and our overall profit has gone down.
Yes, I'm saying 8% drop in gross profit margin should be entirely, accounted for by the inventory losses.
It could be 8 to 10% also. You see, ultimately, one cannot precisely count it, but roughly estimate between 8 to 10% of the sale on 2000 crore.
Right. And this guidance of 25% volume growth, is it for the full year volume growth or it is for H2? Because then that means close to 33% growth in the H2 volumes.
It is for the plastic piping division for the full year. Last year we sold 273,000 tons and this year we anticipate to sell 340,000 tons of plastic piping system.
Right. Right. And Jal Jeevan Mission, you have mentioned the order that you received. Which kind of pipe will go into that order? Will it be PVC pipe or that will be HDPE pipe?
It will be high density polythene pipe.
Okay. And HDPE the growth? Pipe. Sorry?
HDPE pipe, yeah.
HDPE pipe. And the growth that you have clocked in pipes volume this quarter has come mainly from growth. If you can just split the growth between PVC pipes growth, YOY and CPVC pipes growth, and as well as application. Did it come from plumbing or did it come from agri?
No, July, August, September is rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
In July, September, the demand for agriculture comes down.
Mm.
So it is mostly from housing and infrastructure.
Right. And within that PVC and CPVC, if you can just quantify the growth, why?
We can say that overall our growth is 80, our sale of plastic piping is around 80% in PVC system and 20% other polymers, which include high density polyethylene, linear low density polyethylene, polypropylene and CPVC.
Get that. So what would be the growth in CPVC pipes YY volumes?
The pipe in quarter to quarter we grew, this quarter we grew by 21% and half yearly we grew by 44%.
In CPVC in volumes?
I'm talking volumes.
Right. And similar numbers for PVC?
PVC, you can calculate the polyethylene number also there. We calculate and give you, because CPVC generally question asked, so that's why I was ready. But major growth is 80% in PVC.
Sir, and one last question. Consumer volume is down 7.7% YOY. This is just a blip or could there be a particular reason why it is affected?
Consumer product July, September demand was weak for furniture. The product is only furniture demand was weak. Maybe prices are falling, so customers are destocking. Our distributors are destocking.
Sure, sir. That is it from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening and season's greetings to everybody at Supreme. Sir, three questions quickly. Firstly, on the PVC price, so obviously it's down 35% since April. When I see the company realizations, they're not down as much. Like, you know, in first half, it looks like 11 to 12% since April. Is this because of sales mix change or is there any other reason to it?
In first quarter, there was less sale of plastic PVC pipe system. Other sale was more of other item.
And how has that been in second quarter?
Second quarter, the sale of polyethylene pipe system go for infrastructure during rainy season demand come down.
I understand. So it's basically a function of sales mix, right? The mix change basically led to the realizations falling lesser than what it should be. Is that correct?
That depends on the market situation. We drop the price as per the market situation. And fortunately, in the month of April, May, the demand from the farmers was very good compared to last year. Last year, if you recall, April, May, the country was affected by COVID second wave, and they affected more in rural area. So the demand from retail segment was very weak in last year, April and May. This year, demand was very robust. So when the demand is very robust, we are not necessarily required to drop the price to the same extent.
Got it, sir. Sir, second question, a clarification on the guidance you gave, 20% volume growth was for the entire company, right?
For the entire company, yes.
So that implies like a 100% YY growth in second half. Is that correct? Because we have done about 170,000 tonnage in first half.
Sold more than 200,000. In first half, we sold 220,725 tons.
Right. In full year, we're talking about 470,000, correct?
394,000 tons we sold last year. So if you calculate 78%, it becomes only 70,000. So we expect to sell 250,000 tons in second half. So 220,000 in first half, 250,000 second half.
Got it, sir. And last question was on inventory loss. Was the inventory also marked down as of September 2022, or it was only related to sales?
No, inventory is also marked down naturally, following the accounting principles.
Okay, so I mean incrementally third quarter, whatever, in case if there is further fall, the inventory loss will be restricted to the market price as of September. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, you are right.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just till last quarter, your volume guidance for most 15%, it's moved up to 20% now. Obviously, there is amount of lower PVC prices, but in terms of agriculture, housing, infrastructure, any other segment that you're seeing now, you know, the confidence in volume growth is much better? Any of the segments?
No, we are seeing good growth in furniture also. Furniture, the second quarter was weak. Now we are seeing good, the price will come down dramatically. So the product becomes more affordable in a lower segment, which will give better volume. The demand from all segments, the demand are looking better because the prices of polymer have come down in all the polymers. So the consumer will now prefer less commercial product. They will like to buy quality product. So we are seeing better demand prospect now going forward.
Okay, got that. And sir, any thoughts on agri demand? There is also a short season now. How are you seeing that happening? Because agri has been weak for some time. So in light of PVC prices correcting now, how should one expect that?
Agri demand is going to be superb this year.
Sorry, agri demand will be?
Will be very good this year.
Okay, okay.
For three reasons. The most of the state, the water, dams are full with water. Secondly, the prices become very affordable. And thirdly, the condition of the crops are extremely good today.
Okay. That's helpful, sir. Sir, the other thing is over FY23, you have 3 greenfield capacities coming through and some brownfield expansions also coming through. So in tonnage terms, how much of overall capacity which will get commissioned in FY23?
Total capacity will be 80,000 tons. And this year we'll get benefit of between 30,000 tons.
Okay, so 80,000 tons of capacity increase and 30,000 tons of sales from that. Is it fair?
Because the plant will start one after another.
Okay. And is it fair to assume, sir, that given the polymer prices where it is, that new capacities will be able to ramp up to that 50-60% utilization in 2 years' time? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, it should be better.
Better should be. Normally we achieve 65%, I think.
Okay. So the 65% in two years' time is what the expectation would be from the new capacities which are coming through.
Our efforts will be within 1 year.
Why should talk of the pessimistic years end?
Sure.
We want to use it as possible.
Okay. Great. And so just one last question. Since you have mentioned about this Olefin, PEX and all these new range systems that are coming across, how should one look at the value-added product mix from here on, which is at about 38% for 2Q? Over a medium term, how should one look at the value-added product mix?
And when this PEX system is value-added, this Olefin switching is value-added, so many new products what we are adding is value-added. So value-added will go on growing, and absolute quantum will also grow. As we anticipate turnover of 9,000 crore this year, the value-added percentage also will grow now. Value-added volume will go.
Okay, got it. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions. We'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening team, and congrats on a good volume performance in a difficult environment. Sir, my first question is it possible to share how has been the industry doing in the first half or maybe in the second quarter, especially given that China has been sitting on a very lean inventory? This will give us some sense in terms of how the organized players are doing.
Now, I can give the overall picture that Reliance has given us information that last year the country consumed 2.73 million ton of PVC. And this year they anticipate the country may consume 3.26 million ton. Which is, they expect the country may reach the level of 2019-20. Our company sold 299,000 ton plastic pipe system. This year we anticipate to sell 340,000 ton plastic piping system. So we anticipate that compared to 2019-20, we may grow by around 13% in volume compared to 19-20, which is far better than the growth in the country. Which means our market share, once we achieve this percentage what we convey to everybody, our market share will increase this year.
Okay, very well explained, sir. This is very helpful. Second, sir, is it possible to share how has been the performance of the Silpaulin business, and is it still being classified under the value-added category?
Silpaulin value-added category for sure, and now our focus more is on export, increasing export, and also on made-up product. Tarpaulin is a seasonal product, value-added product we sell throughout the year, so that is the volume we are focusing more, and there because they are value-added, require more fabrication capability, so our relation of the film also goes up. So we anticipate better profit also and better volume this year.
And sir, how has been the situation of those copy products which had come in the markets? Have they got exposed and is our sort of price increase?
They are exposed now. Their product is coming on kilo basis. 150 kilo basis. Earlier they were wanting to sell on meter and feet basis like what we were selling. Now they came back to selling on kilo basis.
So this should help us in terms of improving our pricing power in this segment.
This is your judgment.
Okay. And sir, lastly, is it possible to share any update on the succession plan, if any?
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramanian from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I had a few questions.
I'm sorry, sir. If you're in a speaker mode, can you switch to handset and speak?
Yes, sir.
Can you? Yeah. Okay. I had a few questions. The first thing being, sir, you had mentioned that at the end of the second quarter, you will actually tell us and quantify what was the quantum of the inventory loss. So is it possible to share what was the inventory loss in the first half and what was the inventory loss in the current quarter? That is the first question.
Very difficult. We may calculate all material together. Our inventory loss may be around 250 crore, between 200 and 250 crore.
You said 250 crores for the first half, correct?
First half, between 200 to 250 crore rupees.
200 to 250 crores, okay. And what about the second quarter of the current year?
Second quarter was a larger portion because it was lean season and prices dropped more sharply in second quarter.
Yeah.
It started from the middle of June and continued up to first October. So we had more severe loss in the second quarter.
Okay. So second quarter could be almost 160 to 180 crores, correct? Am I correct?
No, very difficult to say.
Very difficult to say. Okay. Okay,
overall,
sir.
Overall, we can say you, but overall current inventory loss will be right thing to tell only in the month of April next year.
Okay. Okay, understood. Because now the second question.
After even next 6 months, we can't say.
Okay. The next question which I had was, I guess you had, there was a management was on TV post the results and had given a guidance, volume growth guidance we already know, but yeah, I was just reconfirming that you mentioned that this year you can do 9,000 crores of revenues and 12 to 12.5% EBITDA margins. Am I correct?
Yeah, very correct. You heard correctly.
Yeah, okay. Lastly, one small tiny little question. Your other expenses in the quarter have gone up quarter on quarter by 16 crores and your power and fuel expenses have gone up by 9 crores. Can you please explain why this quarter on quarter increase has happened in these two items?
Power and fuel because of the volume. If you look at the volume, what we have produced, so we are looking at volume sold. If you look at volume produced from first quarter to second quarter, about 14% higher volume we have produced.
Okay. And this is just volume related. There is nothing where prices have gone up of something. Especially I'm asking on the other expenses side.
Other expenses, you see that certain orders or what you get from the delivered prices, the freight component, because many of the orders now we are getting on low delivered prices, so your revenue becomes higher, but then at your cost of freight comes as a part of expenses.
Okay. Okay.
So majorly okay. Two heads only, freight and the advertising publicity, which where we are now focusedly and consciously incurring more expenditure.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you for these replies and all the very best for a great second half.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the current demand scenario, especially in construction or real estate. You did mention that you expect agri demand outlook to be very good this year, but what about construction? What are the initial feelers you are getting from the industry right now?
Housing demand is very robust.
Got it. So both in rural and as well as urban?
They all require house.
Okay, fair enough. So secondly, could you help us understand what is the PVC trend from the 1st of October? How much it has fallen? How much do you expect it to fall further? And if you do expect some lingering impact of inventory losses in Q3 as well? And where do you expect them to stabilize?
Too many questions, madam. I must tell you that last month the PVC prices have fallen by 7 rupees. This month, October, they have fallen by 7 rupees and company gave link to quantity of take a 2 to 4 rupees scheme also. Now the prices have dropped. If I consider the scheme also, the prices have dropped by 61 rupees since 1st April. And as on today, 61 rupees price has dropped. So in such a big drop, I can't say the price will not drop, but it may drop maybe 3, 4, 5 rupees. After 61 rupees drop, I can't say it cannot become free. It has already gone from 140 rupees to 79 rupees.
Got it.
The worst case earlier was 70 rupees, so worst case it may drop by further 9 rupees also in the month of November and December. Not much room now to drop.
Got it, sir. So, and my third question is, could you help us with your segment-wise capacities right now? And you did mention 80,000 metric tons is what you expect as new capacity in FY23. So, I'm just a...
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, sir, please.
Yes, please, continue.
Right. So you did mention 30,000. I'm just a bit confused about that 30,000.
30,000 because the capacity will come one after another. The plant at Cuttack may start by end of December. Plant at Erode may properly start by end of November. So we may get 3 months or 4 months production. So that's why you cannot get more than 30,000 tons this year.
Okay.
Yeah, for this year only.
Okay, got it. Some segment-wise capacities, please.
Capacity for the FY23, you want?
Yes, sir.
For plastic piping system, it will be close to 580,000. For industrial product, it will be close to 83,000. For packaging products, it will be 90,000. In consumer product, 30,000.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just two questions from my end. Firstly, you spoke about packaging in the cross-laminated division, wherein you have spoken about 10% sort of a guidance for your growth. Is it only for the cross-laminated unit or is it for the complete packaging division that you have as a whole? That was the first one.
It was for cross-laminated.
Okay. So any guidance for the complete packaging also or should we consume it as like 20% for the entire company?
Complete, I think you just know that.
Packaging segment as a whole. But you can count similar way.
We'll come back to you. We'll calculate and come back to you.
Sure, sir. So secondly, as you were saying, PVC prices are almost at the bottom is what you are saying. So has the channel already started picking up inventory due to which we have seen, much better volumes than, what we were expecting in Q2?
Please, the question. Please raise it again. Sorry for that. Please raise the question again.
I was asking, since you were mentioning that PVC prices have already fallen so much and they are almost at the bottom, have the distributors started picking up inventory again and are we seeing pickup in the inventory levels or are they still at the bottom end?
I think we can better reply only in the month of January because this month was a month of festival. Earlier it was Dasara, then Diwali and yesterday was Chhath Pratyahar. So all the big festivals are over now. Now the remaining 5 months, the big festival are Pongal and Holi. But that doesn't affect the business. So we can tell you only by end of November or now we will be meeting only in January. Then we can tell you the demand. But normally the common sense I can say that now stockists will start building inventory properly. By business sense. Not common sense, business sense.
Understood, sir. And the last one, I actually missed out the number for the CPVC volume growth. Can you repeat that again for Q2 as well as H1?
Q2 was 21%. For 6 months, it was 44%.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we'd like to request participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. Time permitting, you may come back in the queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohare from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was, in terms of the correction in the PVC price, if you could elaborate a little bit as to if it was passed on, was there a significant lag during the second quarter?
No significant lag. We dropped the price immediately.
Okay, so what I was curious about, if we look at the QOQ decline in the average PVC price, it's somewhere around 25%. But in our case, the drop seems to be just 10-11%. This is for plastic pipe product. Just wanted to check if there is a significant change in the product mix compared to first quarter.
No, significant change. Now, depend on the particular market situation. Now, we say that our prices are completely, the whole benefit of price reduction is gone to the market. Now, we can declare today, all the entire benefit is gone to the market.
Right. No, sir, what I was trying to understand is in terms of the average realization for the quarter, for the plastic pipe division, it's declined about 11% compared to first quarter, as compared to a 24-25% drop in the PVC resin price. So, the decline in the realization is lower than the PVC price.
Plastic pipe doesn't contain only PVC. It's got polyethylene pipe, linear low density product, it has got polypropylene pipe, polyethylene pipe system, it has got CPVC pipe system. So there are many systems going into plastic pipe system. It is not only PVC pipe system.
Right. Okay. So you mean it's to do with the product mix that the drop in the realization is not as much as the PVC price realization decline? Is that a fair assessment?
Our plastic pipe system is not 100% only PVC system.
Got it. Sir, second question was, in terms of the guidance, what you mentioned is 12.5% EBITDA margin for the full year. As compared to first half, we have achieved about somewhere around 9.7%, which implies a 15% kind of a number for the second half. So I was just curious, in terms of the margins, given second half will be more agri-heavy period compared to first half, would that have similar margins the way it is for plumbing business, sir?
We give you calculation now. And it is not, we are not making only plastic piping system. We make many products. When we told 12 to 12.5%, this is for the entire company.
Understood. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rishabh Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was pertaining to our other listed entity, Supreme Petrochem. So can you give some operational highlights on the same and again, I think, volume guidance for the entire FY23?
No, basically, we are glad to inform that our fourth train to increase our capacity of polystyrene and also revamping our EPS capacity, they are all very well established. We are all waiting for consent to operate from Government of Maharashtra. And we are also expanding our capacity at Manali plant. So overall, 120,000 ton of polystyrene and expanded polystyrene capacity will be ready to start running from month of November this year, next month only, subject to getting the department's consent to operate. Because once you move this type of project, first we require the permission from Pollution Board, consent to establish. Based on the permission, then you go ahead to establish the capacity. After the capacity is established, then we approach them again to give us consent to operate. So some of the meeting did not take place due to festival in this month. We hope sometime the meeting will take place next week, next month. And then we'll get consent to operate from them. Then our capacity will go up by around 10,000 ton per month from both the plant together. And then ABS plant is also shaping up well. So our CAPEX plan are going quite well. And our product are very well received. We are already selling our volume, not only Indian market, but we are exporting also. There is a big fall in the price of Stand Monomer on main raw material, which has resulted in erosion of profit in the second quarter, but otherwise business conditions are looking quite favorable.
Okay, okay. So until now we are almost running at 100% capacity, so incremental volume will only be possible once the new capacities come online. Am I correct, no?
You are right, yeah.
Okay, and just secondly on the polystyrene prices, so we believe recently there has been a correction in the prices alongside crude prices. So how are the prices currently trending?
No, nothing to do with the crude. We don't make polystyrene from crude. We make from styrene monomer.
Styrene monomer, absolutely correct. But how are the prices?
Styrene price is dropped, so we drop the price.
Okay, okay, okay. And are currently any new capacities coming online in other countries? Just wanted to check on how the whole scenario is working on polystyrene prices.
We don't see. We work with this reasonable margin and we have no problem. Indian market is also growing, we have no problem.
Okay, okay. So second half we can expect again I think margins to normalize and maybe we can see the 1Q levels margins again from second half, no?
Normal, the price of styrene dropped from $1,500 in the month of June to $950.
Okay.
1 week before.
Okay.
In third week of October, price had dropped to $950. From $1,500 in the month of June. When prices drop, we drop the price of polystyrene also.
Understood, understood. So currently prices are in the north of somewhere $900, correct?
No, not now, 900 now. Today is around $1,000.
Mr. Shah, may we request you to return to the queue? There are several participants waiting for their turn, sir.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you for the opportunity.
We'll take a next question from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, first thing, on the pipe volume front, we have guided that we are expecting our pipe segment volume to grow at 25% rate for FY23. So this implies that our pipe segment volume is likely to grow at around 4.5% CAGR in the second half of FY23. Over second half of FY19. So just wanted to understand from you, sir, why we are expecting such muted pipe volume growth for the second half of FY23, sir. When we are expecting a pretty positive demand outlook from both agri and the plumbing side, sir.
Second half to half is comparing. So last year second half, how much we had?
Sir, I am comparing second half of FY19 versus second half of FY23, sir.
FY19, we can't say. We don't know. I can't say FY19 today. I'm not ready for FY19. Overall, we say we'll grow 25% plus.
Okay, sir. Sir, second question is on the margin front. Like if we see our packaging segment margin, we're at a multi-year low level in this quarter. Just want your sense on the guidance front for the second half of FY23 and FY24, what kind of a margin we are looking at for the packaging segment, sir?
Is the market ready? First half, there was the price erosion in LDP because we use it for our particularly packaging low density polyethylene, where the price had dropped very substantially. So there was a component of inventory loss also. But now the price has stabilized. And,
So, sir, earlier we were doing around 18 to 20% margin. Pardon, sir?
Overall, we anticipate profit of the company this year is between 12 to 12.5%.
Sir, we got this point. Sir, for the packaging segment specifically, can we expect our margin to improve back to again to 18 to 20%, which we are doing earlier, sir? Once the resin prices stabilized?
Earning 18 to 20% in packaging segment.
Earlier, when silpaulin was at silpaulin was not, but overall packaging, so it should be between 15 to 17%. You see, ultimately, the prices competition market competition is increasing. So whatever price erosion has taken place in the past, you cannot restore everything to back to the normal level.
Okay. And sir, like at a company level, we earlier guided 2 quarters back that we are looking at a 16% EBITDA margin on a steady state basis. So once the resin prices stabilizes, can we look at maintaining 16% EBITDA margin at a company level, say from FY24 onward?
Now, we told 15% if I remember. 15 to 15.5% we told in the month of April, I think.
Yes, next year onwards. What is asking next year onwards, whether we can think of this
next year? Next year, too. First, let us work on this year first, please.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the CapEx front, we have spent 237 crore in the first half. How much amount we are planning to spend in the second half, sir?
From the cash flow point of view, 237 crore is the cash outflow which we have made this year in the first half. Similar cash flow around 250 crore rupees in the second half from the cash flow point of view.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are very audible. Yeah, please.
Yeah. Sir, you mentioned it, early in the call that the inventory losses is close to 10% of 2000 crore and, which I assume was for Q2. While later in the call, you mentioned the 200 crore inventory loss is for the H1. Could you rectify, please?
No. Later on, he mentioned between 200 and 250 crore. It's very difficult to quantify precisely. That's why the answer was given in the range between 200 to 250 crore.
Ah, no, but that is, you mentioned 10% of 2000 crore, so that was pertaining to second quarter. Is yes, that understanding right?
Yes, yes, right.
So if I look between Q1 and Q2, March end to June end to September end, the price fall between these two points is close to 25 to 30 rupees in each of the quarters. So, if in second quarter on a 25 rupees?
In second quarter, apart from the realization loss, we have to also mark down the inventory to the market price.
No, but in Q1 you did not do it?
There was not required because there was a sufficient gap between the cost and the selling price.
Okay.
That's why okay. The majority of the loss has come into Q2.
Majority of the losses came into Q2 numbers, okay. And now you mentioned that we have seen 8 rupees further fall in October from September end.
There was a 7 rupees drop in the prices and the company gave a scheme of 2 to 4 rupees. So I cannot give the 4 rupees reduction, but 7 rupees was a fall in the price itself.
Okay.
If you count full 4 rupees scheme, then the drop is 11 rupees in the month of October.
Okay, so if prices do not pick up, would we be having further losses, to the tune of 2 to 3% of top line in this quarter?
Yes, friend, you can't forecast so many things, but we have given a forecast that we will earn 12 to 12.5%.
No, that is okay. Well taken, sir. I'm just saying, on if the situation remains status quo, then 2 to 3%.
Nobody stopped them to go up again.
Okay, sir. And secondly, on the realization trend, if I look at on a quarter-on-quarter basis, while the resin pipe realization has fallen around 11%, the other segments have reported just 2 to 3% realization drop Q on Q. Could you explain that? Because resin prices that have fallen broadly in a similar range across the other segments.
See the product mix. Like in industrial product, the composite cylinder is doing very well.
Okay.
Similarly, the consumer product, we are doing more and more business of the value item. So it's the product mix of the respective division which is holding on to the relation.
Okay. And earlier in the call, you were giving the breakup segment. So could you repeat the segmental capacity breakup September end and basis the 80,000 expansion, what would be the segmental capacity at March end?
No, I have given March end capacity only, segmental what I had given. The plastic piping I had given 580,000 because of as of March 23, which would be after the the other two plants which are there will go in operation.
Okay.
Industrial products, 83,000.
83, okay.
Packaging products, 90,000. And consumer products, 30,000.
So this is a 60,000 increase only versus FY22 is what I have, 525.4 plastic.
What has happened, certain capacity we have transferred from our erstwhile Maharashtra plant to Erode.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at company's whole additional capacities.
Okay.
Yeah, then it will be 60,000-65,000.
So you are expecting 50% incremental, you know, 50% of the volume from these capacities to be affected in this year itself. If 60,000 increase and 30,000 volume contribution from these capacities.
Capacity of Maharashtra plant was already in operation.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rajesh Kumar Ravi. Could you please return to the queue? There are several participants waiting for the turn, sir.
Sure, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, two questions. First, can you detail our incremental product pipeline? There are several new launches. If you can specifically cite some details on one is on BioFlock. Second is PEX, and the third is basically the bath division. Sir, that's the first question.
What is the first one?
BioFlock.
BioFlock.
BioFlock we have dropped.
Okay.
BioFlock, if you remember, we told you we have made a soft launch just to test the market, and we felt the product is not adding value to the customer. So we sold only 11 pieces of BioFlock that time. And then, now we don't sell the product.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Chirag Loraya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just have one question. Sir, I just wanted to know, what is the reason of, you know, PVC prices going down further? So earlier, you know, the reason was a lot of dumping from China. But what we are hearing currently is, you know, lot of shipment for December delivery from US are coming at much lower prices. So just wanted to get your sense what exactly is happening in global market.
There are two reasons. The basic reason is there is a big drop in demand in housing construction in USA due to continuous increase in interest costs. The government of USA is very concerned about the inflation. So Fed is going on increasing the rate of interest. They may increase rate of interest again on second. And that is the reason the housing demand is poor. And around 80% of PVC by way of pipe or profile or cable are consumed in housing requirement. So if the housing demand goes down and there is a huge increase in the price of caustic soda. Because of that, they are able to get chlorine at a negative price. And that enables them to make PVC at a very low cost and sell the excess capacity to the world market. So today, the lowest cost supplier is USA. And because of them only, the price has dropped much more than what was expected earlier.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Mohammed, an individual investor. Mr. Mohammed, your line is unmuted. Could you please go ahead with your question?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello? Hello?
You may ask your question, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, this is regarding Supreme Petrochem. So once the consent to operate comes, by when can we ramp up the capacity to like full utilization that is right now for the existing capacity?
Now, well, it's not TM, it's Supreme Petro, but you ask question to Supreme Petro, Mr. Nair, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you give more information regarding this PAX pipes? What are its applications and what is the value addition we are getting as compared to normal PVC pipe?
PAX pipe is quite an expensive pipe system for getting hot water. It's far better than CPVC pipe system, but much more expensive than CPVC system. PAX material is also very expensive.
So, can you quantify how expensive it is as compared to CPVC?
70-80% more.
70-80% more than CPVC, right, sir?
Yeah, but for each bath, any bathroom size, it will cost 70-80% more.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, while we've seen a sharp decline in the PVC prices in the last 6 months, how is the pricing behavior in CPVC market?
CPVC market are holding steady as on today.
Hello?
They are holding steady as on today.
And for the last 6 months, what was the increase approximately?
No, they remain steady. There is no increase also. They are holding steady.
And the outlook there is stable or we can see some correction out there?
Sorry?
And for the coming year, we expect some correction in CPVC or we expect them to be stable?
That is a special polymer. I can't give a forecast like that.
Right. Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
So my question was pertaining to the new product launches. I think you touched upon BioFlock and you touched upon PEX. Sir, any incremental color on bath division? Basically, how much is the segment doing right now? What are the targets?
Our bath division is doing very well. We classify information how much we are selling, but our business is picking up very much. We would now 230 varieties of in bath fitting range, and we are adding more and more varieties.
Okay. And sir, my second question was just from an understanding standpoint, when we say packaging industrial and consumer products, what are the kind of polymers that we process over here? Is it largely HDPE and LDPE or are there other polymers also over here?
Other polymers also which are very expensive polymers which are added to the polyethylene.
Sir, I didn't get the answer. I could not
understand. Adding some other polymer also along with the polyethylene.
Okay. Sir, my question was, if you look at HDPE and LDPE prices, on a sequential basis, it has declined by 17% and 18%. But if you look at the realization decline, it is plus 7% in industrial versus minus 4 and minus 12 in packaging. So we have done actually very well on the product realization. So is it more to do with the mix of polymers or is it more to do with the product mix change on a sequential basis?
It's due to both the reasons, product mix and mix of polymers.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the floor back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We thank all the participants for their very analytical question. We thank all of them. Thank you all very much. And wish you very happy, healthy and prosperous New Year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.